Hawaii's art scene is dynamic, always changing with the times. Gallery spaces are contracting and expanding across the state. Artists are showing their work in cafes, restaurants, downtown offices, and even hotels. We check in on a new hotspot in Kaka'ako, which is combining artist studios with gallery spaces. Donnie Cervantes is the director for Aupuni Space, and he sat down with us in our studios yesterday to talk about the strides it's making to keep the local art scene vibrant.
Aupuni Space came from an idea called Aupuni Place, which was making use of vacant storefronts and spaces in Ward Warehouse when they were sunsetting. And this is all an initiative of something called the Pu'uhonua Society, which is in support of Native Hawaiian and Hawaii-based art and artists here. So we decided to open up a small dedicated gallery space and continue running a studio program for four artists. So at our new space on Awahi Street, which we opened in February, we have four working artists renting space, and we have an exhibition space downstairs. And it's in a garage space, so we have a big roll-up door. So basically it's like an indoor-outdoor. It's open to the air and light, and so it's pretty nice. So people walking by can see what's going on at any given time.
And so the space that you're in now, that was smaller than what you had at Ward?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
So tell us about that. Are there fewer opportunities for artists to show their work, or, you know, less space?
I think we're creating more opportunities for artists to show their work. The idea of using Ward Warehouse as an opportunity for people to have temporary studio space and temporary exhibition space was amazing, because it kind of created this, like, utopian place for a summer where different people were programming different exhibitions and keeping it really lively, and you could just kind of, the public got used to being able to show up there and see what was going on. And so Aupuni Space is a smaller version of that, because it's a feasible for the long run way to operate that we're finding. We do help artists sell their work. Like, my main goal is to foster and nurture and help artists living and working in Hawaii to grow their careers, whether it be through local collecting or other exhibition opportunities. So that's my main focus. And then it's also very much a community space where different things happen. It's not only an art gallery. In the in-between kind of times, or over the summer, I had like several different events to kind of let people program, self-program.
I imagine, though, if it's a collective, there's a kind of synergy going on.
Right. I don't know, I'd call it a collective. It's not
okay.
Necessarily a collective, but there definitely is synergy going on there. There's something happening, because friends who come to, for instance, Kainoa Groove Space show, they do have a collective, and they kind of approached me and said, hey, what do you think if we did this thing over the summer? It'd be like a one-night thing. And that's like, yes, that's the first time somebody kind of came in and said, can we program the space on a temporary basis?
Like a pop-up.
Yep, a pop-up in between the normally scheduled exhibitions. But since then, we've done that, you know, almost every time. And it's great because it introduces the idea of that exhibition space to different audiences that wouldn't normally just come to an exhibition. So we're having a music show on Saturday night, for instance. Three different bands, local bands, are going to play there. And it's kind of like an all ages, no cover thing, because it's like an open air space. So there's no way to charge money for entry. And it's very much in our mission for it to be a community space where everyone's welcome and kind of try to program it in different ways.
So it's an art sandbox that
Sure.
everybody can play in, whether you're a musician or artist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We make room. We make room for all different kind of ideas.
What are the challenges? You say now you've got in studio space included.
Mm-hmm. The challenges, I think people who rent the studios have to be very motivated to be in there and making work, because they do pay money for them. So that's a challenge for an artist living and working here. If you're going to have a studio space, that you have to, you know, make the money to pay for it, and then hopefully make really good use of it. But right now it's a very much thriving space. We have really talented people in there that are serious about their careers. So there's different ways that we try to work with the community. We have some really great people that are bringing their collectors, and they're really making a point to bring friends who live, you know, their neighbors, to say, hey, look, this is happening. These are really talented people. I'm purchasing artwork from these people, you should too, and just kind of spread the word in that way. That's a big challenge.
And I know in the Kakaako area, there's talk about building housing for artists.
Yeah, we're actually going to host an info session at Aupuni Space for that group, so we can also hear, so everyone can hear, what is that about? Is that something that people should be applying to? And hopefully that'll be, you know, really beneficial to the community.
Right, so because you want to find out, well, what's the criteria?
Mm-hmm.
How do you judge?
Exactly.
Is it going to be a lottery space? You want to make sure it's fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've met with them a couple of times and have, you know, given the endorsement of, okay, have an info session here. So let's figure out what are the nuts and bolts and how much is it actually going to cost, like affordable, quote unquote. And it seems to be so far so good. With Aupuni Space singularly is what I'm focused on. As far as a gallery and a community space, I'm just trying to keep people kind of coming through. There are different people coming through. You know, Chinatown has First Friday, which has kind of gone through its different iterations, and I think there's some new energy, I feel like, over there. And that's something that we're dabbling in a little bit, helping, working with them. We kind of have like a window right now, like a storefront to hang a painting in, just as a presence in Chinatown. And I think that something great right now, and apparently there's like a, you know, it's on a schedule that in 3 to 5 years we'll probably lose that garage space in Kakaako because of the master plan, you know, the master plan that would design more housing and kind of take down those low-rise industrial spots that are really, you know, bustling
they're
right
fun
now.
Fun,
you know,
spaces.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
they
there's
really
tons of industry going on there. There's, you know, all in those neighborhoods between Kakaako and Alamoana down on the waterfront. So hopefully it goes longer than 3 to 5 years, I'm hoping, you know.
Do you feel like, oh, gosh, you can just get kicked out again,
You know. That's what we know. That's what they've told us. So, but you just make the most of it. And I like your question about like longevity, because that's something that I think about all the time. It's like different projects in the local history of contemporary art have come and gone. And I always think about what was it at that kind of year 3, year 4, year 5 makes somebody think, oh, I just, you know, I got to move on, or, you know, and how do we kind of future proof the idea of this gallery being sustainable and having some of the overhead covered by the studio rental, and so that, you know, we're not, you know, eating that cost, you know. And that's why so many kind of art spaces are, or there are art spaces in cafes or bars. So what we're trying to do is have a very specific and curate with intent an art space that is purely for, you know, viewing and experiencing.
You mentioned cafes. I mean, I went to an opening at an attorney's office, mm-hmm. showcasing their art. Mm-hmm. Even the hotels are using some space to showcase artists.
Yeah, yeah. There's an artist that I'm, you know, very close with had a show at Hale Kulani that's coming down, I think, any day now. So, yeah, Hadley Nunes at Hale Kulani. So catch it if you can. You know, it's a transient space because there's a lot of visitors coming, and we'll see how that, if that's like a relevant space to exhibit and sell work. I mean, a lot of the things that when we're selling work and kind of developing, it's about developing relationships with collectors. And so it's a lot of that. It's a lot of conversation, figuring out what people like, you know, a certain person, what their style is, so that you know, what to tip them off about or show them.
That was Donnie Cervantes with Aupuni Space. He says he's currently making connections to expand the program on the neighbor islands. And tomorrow, we talk to a new artist in residence at the Four Seasons Resort at Ko'olina. It's a fairly new direction for the luxury hotel and a big boost for Makakilo artist Eduardo Bolioli.